Nylander is always going to be a flashpoint because of his style of play. Everybody in this market wants every winger to play like Wendell Clark. Like, do you guys get that feeling? Like, everyone is measured against what Wendell did. And I know, like, wouldn't it be wonderful if there were, you know, if there were four Wendell Clarks on, riding flanks for John Tavares and Austin Matthews. But ask Ziggy how hard it is to play like that. Yeah, now, there are very few people who can on a consistent basis. But the thing about Nylander is he can give you an easy goal, much like he can give you an easy zone entry. So if you're, what's the old line? If you're expecting him to be Wendell Clark, you're going to be disappointed. But there's an old saying: if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it's going to spend its whole life thinking it's an idiot. I think you just need to look at William Nylander and see him for what he is. He plays, you know, Berkey would always call it a soft skill game, but that's true. Like, he's highly skilled. He is a one-man zone entry machine. He is a guy that can, you know, snap two goals in and not have to really work for it. And that, you know, Ziggy knows this. When you have someone on your team, this is where Phil Kessel's value was. When you have guys that can score easy goals and you don't have to grind for every single goal, you know how much pressure that takes off a team? Like, when you have to claw and scratch for every single goal, it is exhausting. Ziggy knows this, right? Like, Zig, like, when you have to claw just to get to three goals in a game, and then your goalie gives up two softies, like, oh, okay, back up the mountain. And in Nylander, you have someone who has the potential to snap into like nothing. Like nothing. So to me, it's all about expectations. And if you expect him to play like Wendell and Dougie, well, you're going to be disappointed. He is who he is. We all know who William Nylander is by this point.
So Scotty brings that up. Sorry, I got to cut you off a little. Scotty brings up the Phil Kessel comparison, and he brings that up a lot. And I'm trying to explain. He's like, how can Phil Kessel do what he did in Toronto, then all of a sudden lead the league in playoff points and win two cups in Pittsburgh? The explanation I give him is that he can kind of hide down the lineup in Pittsburgh, and he couldn't hide in Toronto. Is there a way that the Leafs can do what with Nylander what they couldn't do with like a Kessel? And I understand it's a different management team and different coaches and different philosophies, but is there a way to make a Nylander the Pittsburgh Kessel?
My argument right now is that no, you can't, because they're not deep enough on the wings. What do you think?
I agree. See, the secret for success for Phil Kessel with the Pittsburgh Penguins was, you know, he could not play with Malkin, and they did not play him with Crosby. He played third line with Nick Bonino, so he was getting third line matchups. Like, that's where Sullivan was really dining out. Like, you look at him in those playoffs, and Phil Kessel looks spectacular. And why was that? Because, you know, Sid and Malkin were getting all the top assignments, top D pairs and all that. Then the Bonino line slides in with Phil Kessel, who is an elite level shooter. And all of a sudden, he's out there against sometimes third pairing defensemen and third lines. And how many times have you heard this? Like, how many times was Berkey on your show talking about the Sammy Paulson line in 2007 and what that line was able to do? Like, I thought Sammy Paulson should have won the Conn Smythe. Like, that's how good he was. But then you consider, hang on, that's a third line performance. But it's those third lines that generally, if you have one that can do damage in the playoffs, that's the one that stands out. And I think that's why Phil really stood out in Pittsburgh. And you have William Nylander playing a top six role, so he's getting tougher assignments. So if you want to turn in Nylander into the Pittsburgh version of Phil Kessel, you slide him to the third line and he gets easier assignments. Problem is, who are you putting in that spot? And he's still, you know, has the skill set to play very much so a top six role with the Maple Leafs.